Let's go to the Cardio Newsline. On March 29th, the White House proclaimed April as National Cancer Prevention and Early Detection Month. And we're going to get into that with the CEO of the Prevent Cancer Foundation. Jody Hoyos is joining us right now. And Jody, thanks for the time today. This is such an important issue facing everyone that's a human. I mean, it is amazing how much cancer there is out in the world. The first question I have is, as I kind of did research on what we're going to talk about today, is this is interesting why people are not getting screened more often.
Right. It's a great question. Really appreciate the opportunity to help raise awareness with you both today. We know from this, our survey, is that almost 7 out of every 10 U.S. adults are behind on at least one routine cancer screening. And the reason people cited for why they're behind is that they simply didn't know they needed to be screened. So this awareness issue is a really important component of how we make sure that people, all people, have the benefits of either preventing a cancer or detecting it early when you have more treatment options, potentially less intensive treatment options. So letting people know they need to be screened and reminding them what they need to do will help ensure that everyone has the benefit of a cancer screening.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you did a survey on this, and if people would like to find out the results of that survey, they can go to your website, preventcancer.org, and look those up. We'll make sure we put a link on our website page. But in the meantime, how important is family history, Jody, when it comes to getting screened for cancer?
It's such an important question, and I'm glad you asked that. If you have access to your family history, your whole family health history, it's important to have that. If you have a family history of cancer, you want to know that so that you can talk to your provider about when cancer screenings should start for you. And there are, it would differ depending on the cancer type that impacted your family, but when to start and then how often you should be screened.
The
challenge here.
Yeah, go ahead and finish your thought there.
The challenge is that there's a big misconception that only people with a family history of cancer need to be screened for cancer. So, in fact, our survey showed that it was the second most common reason why people were not being screened for cancer. The reality is that most people who get a cancer diagnosis don't have a family history.
It is amazing. And according to your second annual early detection survey from the foundation, nearly 7 in 10 U.S. adults, 69%, are behind on at least one routine cancer screening. But when you factor in early detection, I mean, it is the difference between life and death in some cancers, isn't it?
It sure is. It is incredibly impactful. So when you look at the survival rates, and I know this language can get a little, off-putting to people, but the reality is when a cancer is detected early, you're looking at very high survival rates. So on average, you're looking at a 5-year survival rate of 90%, which is a really big deal. For many people with an early detection, you have a very long, healthy, natural life. And that's what we want everyone to have the benefit of. So it is an important element for all of our lives and our families.
Absolutely. As we wrap up here, if you missed any of this information, by the way, you can go back to cardio.com, our podcast page, and listen to the entire interview. Where can people get more information? That's the most important part.
Right. Yes. So preventcancer.org has some great resources that are easy to use. So we have a screening chart that you can see which screens you need at every age, print it out, put it on your refrigerator. We have a list of low and no cost screening locations, as well as a personalized health plan that you can create and bring with you to your provider's office so that you can advocate for your own health.
Excellent.
People may be expecting, if it's important, their provider will tell you. It doesn't always happen, so bring the information with you.
Well, if you look at all the cancers, lung cancer, prostate, skin, I mean, all colorectal, I mean, it's the list goes on and on. Just get early detection is the key. Get that website. Again, you can get all the information at cardio.com. Jody, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. You have a great day.